Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise and we give you the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Stand on your feet. Thank you, God, all the praise and all the glory. He's worthy to be praised. We thank you for our family. We thank you for our jobs and our homes.
Kingdom's not
Show today. We have an exciting guest for you today. We have an exciting show for you today on the Tony Gill Show. I want to welcome everybody again today. I want to thank our guests that's coming in today. They're already on the line. DOXA. We have the management team and the creative director with us tonight. We're going to bring everybody on the line. We're going to find out what's going on, what they want to do, how they got started, how they come to the name, because there's a lot of members in the group. I see how they get around and how they sing together and stay together for so long. We're going to be talking to DOXA, the recording artist, very soon. In a few minutes, we're going to make sure we got everybody on the line. So we're going to go to the request line real quick, and we're going to be right back and make sure we got everybody on the line with us. So stay right there. Don't go nowhere. This is Joy by Modern Dave David out of Chicago, and we'll be right back.
I'm feeling real happy right now. I just want to share with you the source of my joy. Jesus is my joy. Let's go.
Can't forget the day. Changing, my feet walked out the door.
All right, that's Mr. David, modern day David, out of Chicago, Illinois, with Joy, Joy, Joy. All right, I'm telling you, we're having a great day here in the Houston area. The rain has finally stopped in the area. The sun is all shining bright. I know we're going to be wishing for some rain pretty soon here in Houston. But I want to thank you everybody listening around the country, around the world, around the globe, especially out there on our base there at Blog Talk Radio in New York, New York. I want to thank everybody for listening everywhere, all over the country, everywhere. Thank you always for listening to the show. We try to bring you the great shows we can and bring you great artists. And to tell you, we have a great show for you today. And we have a lot of the members on the group today, the artist D-O-X-A, from the Greek word meaning dignity, glorious, honor, praise, and worship. I'm telling you, I like the group. I love their music. I got a lot of their songs in. We have Summertime. We have Fresh Wind Blow. And we also have a couple other songs by them as well that we have on that we've been listening to, Look At Me Now and Together. So we're going to be able to bring them on. But first, before we bring them on, we're going to bring on the creative director. Maybe we get the vice president in too with us today on the line. But we're going to first bring you in the creative director of the group, and we're going to talk to him, and he's going to introduce, and we're going to do a roll call because we have so many people listening and so many people, you know, listening. You want to guest, so you want to say something, make sure you press the 1 after you dial in. Otherwise, you won't be able to get into the show. Okay, well, so we're going to bring on Mr. Dean Faulkner. He is the creative director of D-O-X-A. We're going to talk to him, and then we're going to talk to everybody else that's on the line with us and have a great time tonight. So welcome for the first time to the show. Mr. Dean, how are you doing tonight?
Man, I am doing so great. Thank you so much, first of all, for just having us here. And this is a great experience for us because we're actually at my house right now. And we're getting ready to have we just got done having rehearsal a little bit. And so we're just sitting back and just relaxing a little bit.
Wait a minute. They got together at your house now. Have rehearsal. What were you saying about the food and the?
No, we didn't say that. No. We didn't say that. We got to focus on what we got to focus on. You know how that goes. We can't have too much. And I also wanted to be able to thank your listeners for listening to your show. I know you have a faithful following, and we're just so glad to for them to be able to hear us.
Oh, man, we just thank all the listeners, always listen to us around the country, man. We just love it, man. We've been doing it for a while, and we just thank God that we're able to connect to so other people can get a chance to connect with everybody that haven't heard you or need to hear your music. So that's a big shade to Denise for hooking everything up for us today.
Yeah, we're grateful for her. We are grateful for her.
Say, man, you know what? I got a chance to see the some of the pictures of the group. And how many members is in the group?
Well, we have 12 singers. Tonight, we don't have 12 at rehearsal because some people had to run out of town. But we normally have 12 singers, it works good for us. It really works good. I love that ensemble sound because it's not too big like a choir, but it still affords us a good, powerful sound. And also it gives us the option of doing 4 and 5-part harmonies and things like that. So it works good for us.
So how long the group been together?
Well, we've been together. There's different phases of Doxa. We started out as a concept choir, and the whole thought behind that was that we're a publishing company, and we wanted to be able to have a stable of writers that would be able to write songs and to get them out on the national market. National artists and whatnot. But we ran into a problem because it was hard to actually get into the music scene, the gospel music scene. So what we did was we put together what we called a concept choir. And what they would do is they would learn the songs, from our different writers and everything. But like I said, it was hard for us to break into the music arena. So what we did was we actually went the next step and became a performance group. And so this group is able to, you know, go out and sing the material and to be artists in their own right because they're great singers.
Okay, now someone wants to know, what is your job for as creative director? What does that mean? What does that entail?
Well, creative director, because I kind of wear a lot of hats. I am the principal writer of the songs for right now. So I write basically all of the songs. But we have some budding writers in the group, and you're going to be hearing some stuff from them later on, maybe on our new project. But I write the songs. I actually teach the songs to the group, and also just being around the table, you know, just exploring different creative ways of presenting the gospel and presenting the group and doing the things that we do. So that's what I do.
And so are y'all traveling around or just locally singing? What are y'all doing now, folks?
We do travel, and we are taking engagements and all those things. So yes, we're traveling as much as we possibly can because, of course, you know, we have singers that have a 9-to-5, so to speak. So, you know, we have to be a little choosy about how we can get around the country and all that kind of thing. But we do travel, yes.
That's fantastic. I got a chance to listen to the music, and I think the music is fantastic. I think the singing is good. And you know, just to see how, you know, how y'all are, it just reminded me, took me back when I remember when I first saw Thomas Whitfield in the Corral years ago.
Okay.
And it reminded me of Thomas Whitfield out of Detroit, Cole Correa.
Definitely. He's one of my favorites. He is one of my favorites. And, yes, he opened my eyes to a lot of styling in choral groups and everything because he broke a lot of barriers and a lot of rules doing what he did. I love his style.
Yes, very much, very much. Miss it very much. I tell you, he one of the ones that would take their music and definitely make it his.
Yeah, definitely.
But I know y'all rehearsing. Y'all got a lot to do. I'm not worried about it for long. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to open the phone lines and let you do a roll call. That way we'll know who's all on the line, and they'll be able to answer once they do that. So I'm going to open up the phone lines. Everybody's phone will be open. So if you have any background noise or you near the radio or computer, make sure you turn your computer stuff down because everybody is online as we speak right now. And so you, Dean, you can go ahead and just start calling off some names and see who we already have on the line.
Okay, great. I'm going to start with the sopranos. And our first soprano is Karen.
Hi.
Hello, how you doing, Karen?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Our next soprano is Jocelyn.
Hi.
Hello, Jocelyn. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, fabulous.
And our next soprano is, I call her Niecy, but her name is Camilla. Yeah, that's her real name, but I call her Niecy. I've known her for so many years.
Hello.
Hello, Niecy. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
And the next singer is Brian. He is one of our only tenors tonight, so...
Hey, what's up, man?
Come on, Brian. Come on, wait, where you at, Brian? Come on, man.
I'm here.
All right, how you doing, Brian?
I'm good, and yourself?
All right, he's in the house. Okay, all right, Dean. Anybody else?
Okay, the altos are. This is Dana.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you? I hear you back there somewhere.
And our next alto is Phyllis.
Hello, how are you?
Aloha, you. Your love.
I am great.
All right. That's like those strong altos, man, that blow the roof off the place.
Oh, yeah. See, you know what? These nice, polite voices, you know, these talking voices for you, when they open their mouths, it's like thunder.
I know it is. I know it is. I tell you, I heard the music, and I say, man, y'all bad. I think y'all.
We can just jam the light right now.
Yeah. and our next alto is Minister Tanya.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello, Minister. How are you doing? You keep everybody together, preaching to everybody.
But she does keep us together because she's one of the members at large on the leadership team. So she kind of like reminds us of what we need to be talking about and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, she is. She keeps us in line.
She's the glue. Right? She makes sure we get our text messages and know where we're supposed to be.
I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard
that's
that.
Right.
So that is all of the singers that we have tonight.
Okay. That's fabulous. That's great. We're working with everybody to the Tony Gill Show for the first time. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Man, I know y'all are busy and everything. I'm not going to hold you a whole long time, but I know we got a song called Together. We got a song called Look At Me Now. We have Summertime, and we have Fresh Wind Blow.
Yes.
We have all the great songs, and we have a lot of people listening tonight and on the chat line. So I'm going to let each one of y'all say about 2 or 3 minutes of hello to everybody. Whoever want to start first, or Dean, you can call the name first and let them say, you know, their names and, you know, hello to people so that are listening.
Okay. Dana, you want to just address the listening audience?
Can't hear a phone. This is
Karen. I just want to say to the listening audience that we really thank you and appreciate you listening and loving on our music, and that, you know, we really appreciate Pastor Dean and his writing of the music, because these songs really touch the heart and they speak to the heart, and that's what we're trying to say, that the music, it ministers to us, and that we hope that it ministers to you, the listening audience. When we sing them, they mean something to us. And so we hope that that's what you're getting from it when you hear those songs, when you listen to Blow or Look At Me Now. We know what those words mean. And so we hope that that's what you're getting when you hear them. And so we just continue to hope that the music that we put out blesses you as much as it blesses us. And so we just thank you for having us today on the show and being able to come out and to the cities and to visit and to, you know, perform, you know, to minister in person even, because that's a blessing as well.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick short break and we're going to bring everybody else on, let them have something to say. But first, we're going to let everybody hear together, and we're going to talk about it and we're going to have some more people to talk from the DOXA, you know. We got to get the name out here and give me a shot. Yeah, Dignity, Glorious Honor, Praise, and Worship.
Amen.
We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Didn't even have the food.
Every time you turn us on. Every time you turn us on, there's another hit song coming on.
Yeah.
Y'all got people in the chat room, man, up in there just clapping and sending messages out and say, when they coming to town, when they coming to town.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Man, oh, my God. And anybody else you want to introduce, Demons, want to have something to say while we got right there on the line?
There's always somebody. Sister Phyllis, she can talk a little bit.
Yes, I would just like to say thank you so much for opening up the door for us, and we so appreciate it, and we just have such great joy in presenting the music that Pastor Dean writes for us, and the song that you just played, Look At Me Now, Don't Look Like What I've Been Through. And so because now I have a story to tell, and we just so enjoy one another. The majority of us have been raised up together. We have Brother Brian that we actually watched him grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're putting our age out there just a little bit. Thank you so much, and for the listeners giving us this opportunity to share our music.
And you know what, the listening audience, and you might be interested in what they think of what rehearsals are like here.
Right.
And some of them rolling their eyes and all that kind of stuff. But, I just want them to kind of like talk about what we do in rehearsal time and all that kind of thing.
Don't talk about all the good stuff from rehearsal either. We won't hear about all the good stuff from rehearsal.
Yeah. Sister Nisi is going to talk about how good rehearsals are, right?
Yeah, right. Listen, Dean is just a taskmaster from he don't get your notes right. He looked at you like you. What? I didn't teach you that. I didn't tell you to say that. I'm like, Lord have mercy.
Let's talk about Dean for a little bit. Let's talk about Dean for a little while.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk about Dean.
If you sing the wrong note, he hits the key like, oh, I didn't tell you that. And then he rolls his eyes and like, oh, Lord have mercy, help us.
Tony, actually, we were just in the studio two nights this past week, and the joke was the Sopranos, you know how you at a crime scene, you chalk out the dead body?
That
was us. It was bad.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. Mm-hmm.
But they got it. They got it.
Yeah, we got it. It's all good. He's a perfectionist, as most musicians are. And we call all of his songs his babies. He calls them his babies.
Right, right.
And he brings them, they're his babies, and he brings us his babies, and he gives us his babies, and he's very protective of them. And he doesn't like to see us mutilate his babies. And so we've learned how to take his babies and nurture them and bring life to his babies. And so what your listening audience is witnessing is the birthing of his babies, and to appreciate, truly appreciate him loving his babies, because he loves these babies. And so I just want to thank the audience for loving his babies too, because they mean so much to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I am truly from the bottom of my heart grateful that other people are enjoying his babies as much as God has given him these babies to birth. And what we're seeing is other people enjoying this birthing of these babies that he has given. He's been given, and he's got so many more to do. There's so much in him to come out. And so I just want you to know, Tony, there's so much more to be to come from him.
This is only just the beginning.
Yes, be looking.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
From Doctor, not only do we come and sing together, but sometimes we do have Bible study. Come from the Word, and he explains each song that we can get with the key. Therefore, go ahead and minister not only to us, but minister to others. Rehearsals are what others spoke about, and other rehearsals is just coming together and praising the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So is y'all saying that Dean is very temperamental about his babies or what?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's all for a good cause.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it gets done, right, Dean?
Exactly. It's like, you know, sometimes I'll bring some songs and they'll look at each other like, I'm not sure. And I take it as they're looking at my baby saying my baby got crooked eyes or lame or something like that.
Yeah.
So I got to protect my children. But they're good singers.
Now we heard them from none of the tenors. Where are the tenors at? The tenors are kind of quiet. Are they quiet in rehearsal?
Here.
Are they quiet? Are you quiet?
I'm usually very quiet. Yes.
Okay. You got a lot to say.
No, I don't have a lot to say at all.
He puts all of his emotion in singing. His mind is like a steel trap when it comes to remembering parts and phrasing and all of that. So he's excellent.
Now someone asked to say, where y'all gonna be in the Philadelphia area? Anybody know that? Answer that question. Where y'all gonna be, Dean? Y'all plan on going to Philadelphia anytime?
Well. The best way to get us to Philly is just to invite us.
All right.
Okay.
Just invite us.
Get there.
Just down the road.
Yeah.
Everybody say down the road. They say Philadelphia. Who that is? Y'all may know. Y'all probably know who it is. They don't know who it is, but somebody out there probably know who y'all are. What y'all coming to Philadelphia? So y'all just get in contact with Dean Fogg and all the people out there. The OXA. They out there on YouTube and everywhere, so y'all get on contact with them.
And actually, I have the number to our vice president that actually handles the engagement, and his number is 610-451-0977, and his name is Steve McCracken.
All right, and now we're going to be right back, everybody. We're going to take a break and play Summertime. And Fresh Wind Blow. Now, is there anybody on the leads of these two songs, Dean? Is that leading them for all the people to hear them?
Yes, on
Yes, on the recording, Annette McCracken sings Summertime. But when we do it live, Niecy, Sister Niecy does the solo part on that.
Okay. Who's that?
That's Karen.
That was Karen. That's Karen.
That was not me. Don't start, Karen.
Oh, okay. That was me. I confess.
And you confess, it's all good. It's like we hear everything on we hear everything on the radio. We hear everything on the radio.
Right.
It's all good. We love it.
Right. Exactly. And you know what, Tony?
Yeah.
One of the things I want to let you know that it's not just D-O-X-A. It is actually pronounced Doxa.
Doxa?
Doxa, correct. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
All right, y'all. Everybody heard that. They writing it down, too. Some people writing it down. Tell them
okay.
again, Dean. Go ahead. Tell them again.
The name is Doxa.
Okay. Everybody got that? All right. They writing it down. Thank you all
okay,
very
excellent.
Much for listening to Dr. Niall. We're having a great time. Thank you all in New York and for listening. And Washington, D.C., y'all checking in tonight, too. St. Louis, I see you. I see you, St. Louis. How you doing tonight? St. Louis in the house. Detroit, what's going on, y'all? All right, y'all. Hey, everybody listening tonight. Look at this. Philadelphia. Tell y'all checking in again tonight. Wow.
Yeah.
Y'all must love Philadelphia. Must love you all. They checking in
oh,
three,
that's
four,
great.
Five times.
That's all right.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Man. Virginia, what's up? What's up, y'all? What's up?
Okay, Virginia.
Hey.
What's
going on? Kansas City, y'all send me some of that barbecue. I told y'all when I come to Kansas City next time, I'll get barbecue. I see y'all on the line. Y'all, I see y'all. I want that barbecue when I come to Kansas City, y'all. Okay? Y'all remember that. Y'all get my barbecue together. Thank you, Kansas City, for listening. We'll be right back. It's summertime, y'all. Don't go nowhere. We're having a good time.
every time you turn us on.
Every time you turn us on, there's another hit song coming on.
Now, Miss Lydia, y'all listen, Miss Lydia in Memphis, Tennessee, on Beale Street, she got a barbecue place. Let me say this right now, because I said something about Kansas City barbecue. See, I see, when I say something, people always want to say, I don't say nothing about them.
Uh-huh.
Miss Lydia has a barbecue place in Memphis, and she said, when y'all come there, And y'all mentioned y'all be on the show, my show. She get y'all half off the price. Miss Lady, a barbecue place on Bill. I think that Bill Street down in Memphis, Tennessee. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Miss Lydia.
Thank you.
Thank you. Miss Lydia. Miss Lydia. Will y'all say hi, Miss Lydia?
Hi, Miss Lydia.
Thank you. Man, they get jealous all the time. I guess they've been listening to the show a long time. Also, Miss Linda from Chicago, Mass. She said hello, and she's listening. She said she loves your music.
Oh, well, praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you. And Tyrone Block from Milton Bronx and Thomas Community Singers in Chicago, he said hello.
Oh. Okay. Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Man, you got a heavyweight audience that responds. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I've been knowing Tyrone. I mean, Tyrone them for, I used to live up there by Chicago, so I've been knowing them for years, man, for years. Him and Darren Brooks, Percy Beatty, and all them fellas.
Wow. I cut my spiritual teeth on them because they're just,
I know
just excellent. Just excellent.
But Tony, you tell Miss Lydia that I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, so I'm gonna make sure we get to Memphis on Bill. That's right.
Oh, you do that. Y'all get that barbecue, cause she be mad. She be mad.
She be mad.
We don't want her to be mad.
So Memphis, I say hello to Memphis. I say hello to Chicago. I say hello to everybody out there. Now I know some of y'all out there listening. Thank you all for listening. You know, we want to hold them on the phone all night. So people want to say hello to y'all and tell y'all doing a great job. Okay, I did say Virginia. I said Virginia earlier today.
Yeah.
Hi,
yes.
Virginia.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, Virginia.
Hi.
Hi, Boston. How
Hi,
y'all
Virginia.
Doing?
Hi, Virginia.
Hey.
Oh, mercy. Tony,
I just enjoy your show. I like the interactive piece of it. I like that. I like that. It's really neat.
I want to thank y'all for being here, man. That's what we try to do. We try to bring everybody on that's involved in the group. That's what the show's all about, is bringing everybody on so people can hear you, hear what you sound like, hear your voices. If they don't meet you, at least they say they met you on the radio.
Amen.
Yes, amen to that.
And you know what, Tony? You had mentioned somebody calling in from New York, or New York was represented. We're actually going to be at Pastor Don McClurkin's one of his events in July sometime, his Church Without Walls. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, great. Let me know, because I have a pastor, I think he's over a church called a Bridge or something like that, and he's a movie producer. Also, he's a pastor out there, so I'm going to make sure that y'all get in contact with him as well when you're out there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And also, the audience can look us up on Facebook. We are Doxa. And when you see us, you'll see our logo, and just click onto that, and you'll get all the information.
Now, somebody say, do y'all have anything on YouTube? You have anything on YouTube?
No, not yet.
Okay, so they can people be looking on YouTube, so they all be looking at stuff and sharing people's music. That's one thing about our listening audience, man. They definitely gonna follow you and see what you're doing.
Yes,
so,
and
anybody,
also
go ahead.
One of the singers got my attention. We are Doxa Ensemble from Reading, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. From Reading, Pennsylvania.
Correct.
Okay.
There's another
doctor
out there.
We got a lot of listeners mm-hmm. from Pennsylvania, too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Y'all represent Pennsylvania now. Y'all better say something, because the people be calling next week. Be calling.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, love you, Pennsylvania. Just love you.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to say before we let everybody go? Anybody want to say anything, or anybody want to say something right now?
Well, we just as a group want to encourage your listeners and let them know that whatever you're going through or whatever situation you might find yourself in, that God can, he will, and he's able, and he's going to do it for you. He's going to do it for you. So be encouraged.
Okay, we got one more. Everett Drake. Y'all know Everett Drake?
I know Everett Drake. I'm hearing Everett from Nashville.
From Bobby Jones?
Yes. I'm Deborah's friend.
Yeah, my buddy. But Everett, he just said hello. Everett Drake.
Hi,
from Bobby Jones.
Hi.
Hi.
Drake.
Yeah, we're Facebook friends. I know Everett.
Okay, great. Yeah, Everett's a very good friend of mine. He called my mother on her 90th birthday and sung happy birthday to her on her birthday last week.
Oh, nice.
So that's my buddy there. What's up, Everett? That's my buddy there, man. Amen goes right there. That's his song. Amen goes right there.
That's all right.
That's Everett.
Yeah,
I want to thank everybody again. Again, anybody, I got any shout-outs or any thank yous? Anybody want to say something before I let you go? Anybody, any shout-outs, any thank yous?
Well, we definitely, our president is not here tonight. His son graduated this weekend, and he's spending some time with his family. But we do want to shout-out to Mark Evers, our president, and our vice president, Steve McCracken.
Amen. Good evening, Pastor Norman Hutchins. How you doing tonight, sir? He's listening. How you doing, Pastor Norman Hutchins? Y'all know Norman Hutchins, right?
That's Norman Hutchins. Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
Oh, man. Bless you.
We're doing a show. He got a new, let me say that right now. He has a new CD out. He's traveling right now. He's on the road. He'll be coming on my show sometime in June. Yeah, with his wife, his lovely wife. So hello to your lovely wife, Pastor Norman Hutchins. And he got new material he'll be sending in. And we want to tell everybody to look out, looking for his new, brand new project, Norman Hutchins. Y'all get it. A movie y'all know.
All
right.
Is on the way. And all them fabulous songs, y'all get it.
Yeah.
So y'all look up Norman Hutchins.
Yeah.
New CD project out there. Thank you, Pastor, for always listening to the show. God bless you, man.
Bless you too, Brother Tony. Listen, I would be totally remiss if we did not shout out
to
Shay Denise.
Shay Denise.
Yes,
ma'am.
We've got to let her know that we're thinking about her. She's not feeling too well tonight, but we want to let her know that we love her.
Amen. I want to thank you all again, you know, Dean, and to thank all the group, everybody, for being here tonight, for being on the show. Had a great time. I want to thank you all for anytime y'all want to come by, Dean, let me know, and you're welcome to come to the show, brother.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to take you up on that.
Amen. You definitely got it. Thank you all again for being with us, and I, you know, have a great evening, everybody.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bye-bye. No problem. Thank you. I love y'all. Y'all check us out on Facebook. I'll be checking y'all out. And, hey, tell your friends about the Tony Gill Show and like our page on the Tony Gill Show page.
Okay, we certainly will. All right.
We'll do that. Bye-bye.
All right. Bless you. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. All right. My buddy, Everett Drake. Amen. Go
to bye-bye. Why can't we work together?
for all.
Change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. Signs and wonder, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God.
Move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles.
God's gonna bless you.
But just holding on.
Just holding on.
looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen, you wait and see. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say. Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
You wait.
You wait and see.
All things
are possible.
Oh yeah.
Just that believe. Just hold on. Change is coming.
I can feel it.
Feel it in the air.
Yeah.
In the atmosphere. Just hold on.
Hold on.
Move of God.
Come on, take
want to know how many of you come to celebrate tonight. I need all the worshipers to make some noise up in here. You know they don't praise him like this no more. But the Bible says let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So if you feel like dancing, if you feel like shouting, don't let nobody stop you. Get your praise on because he's worthy. hands here. Come on. Let's lift them up for a little while longer here. Come on, let's praise them like we have the tabernacle. Lift him, lift him up,
lift him up,
higher,
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 higher. Lift him up.
Come on, all over the world, come on,
higher, higher, lift him up,
lift him up.
Take a little time to thank God for it.
Thank God for it.
I want to thank God for it.
Thank God for it.
I want to thank God for it.
Thank God for it.
I want to thank God for it.
Thank God for it.
All of my help and strength. I need to know that I'm in time. Leave I take a little more. Take a little more time. Thank you, Lord.
for the roof over my head, for each little piece of bread. One more time, I've got my helmet straight.